Imagine a country where voters are sick and tired of corrupt insider politicians. So instead, they turn to a TV celebrity, an outsider with no political experience, and vote him into office. Now, this is not a Donald Trump flash forward to 2016. No, this is real life. And the country is Guatemala. In elections held over the weekend, comedian Jimmy Morales got 70% of the vote and swept into office in Guatemala. All of this on the heels of mass demonstrations over government corruption involving senior officials. Now, Morales' anti-corruption platform shot him to the front of the opinion polls. And indeed, he's been called the Donald Trump of Guatemala because of this outsider status. Arturo Matute is an analyst with the International Crisis Group and joins me now from Guatemala City. Arturo, welcome.
Greetings from Guatemala.
Greetings to you. What's the mood in Guatemala today with a new president, comedian Jimmy Morales?
Well, the elections took place in a very calm way, as expected, fortunately. And, well, the supporters of Mr. Morales are quite happy that their candidate has being a great success, actually, in the polls.
Now, Morales was running against a former first lady, somebody who was judged, it seems, by voters as being way too close to the corruption and insider politics of that country to be suitable.
Exactly right. Mr. Morales did enjoy name recognition because of his work on TV for many years, and he is not seen by the general public as a traditional politician. I think that Mrs. Torres was affected by the fact that she has been a part of a previous government, and Mr. Morales was seen as an anti-politician by most of the people.
All right. Jimmy Morales is the anti-politician because he's been doing bits on television for the last 15 years. But one of the main criticisms of him is that he doesn't really have a plan for a way forward, doesn't know how to govern. I saw some comments saying he didn't even really have a team.
And that's exactly right. I think Mr. Morales does have a couple of months to try to put together a working group. And he spoke yesterday in his first speech as a president-elect that he will be looking at professionals based on merit to bring together into his team. So this is one of the main weaknesses that has been pointed towards Mr. Morales, the fact that he doesn't really enjoy a strong party structure and that he does not have a very good group of professionals who will be working with him ready as yet.
Arturo Matute, before we let you go, you know, it's worth asking what the Americans think about all this. There's a long history of intervention. That's a kind way of saying it. If Washington isn't pleased with the person that Guatemala elects.
Right. Well, I think that the United States has an important interest in Guatemala. We share common interests, I think, with regards to putting an end or putting control over narcotics trafficking, for example. Also, a big issue is illegal migration towards the United States. So the United States has been actively supporting the processes here in Guatemala during the protests against the corrupt government that has been that resigned, and now I think they are offering support to the new government, and they will be very interested, as the Guatemalans are as well, in it to be a success.
A new chapter, a new election. Comedian Jimmy Morales, a true outsider, voted president of Guatemala. Arturo Matute, analyst with the International Crisis Group. Thanks for updating us from Guatemala City.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.